Audacity.
One prominent Dominican activist calls for the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit over the Dominica-Syria affair. I'm Ken Richards with today's Caribbean News Roundup. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit should resign over the debacle that turned out to be the move to have diplomatic relations with Syria. That call is coming from activist Arthi Mate after Dominica ended up having just about 2 or 3 weeks of diplomatic relations with Syria before suspending those diplomatic relations indefinitely, with the diplomat involved in the matter, Ambassador to the United Nations, Lauren Bannis Roberts, resigning.
But suffice to say that the government that I have the honor to lead was and still is not in support of establishing or pursuing relations with Syria under the current circumstances. Accordingly, following the meeting of yesterday's date, I have instructed that the appropriate communication be dispatched from Roseau to Syria, setting out clearly the policy and position of this government, and that provisions of the document as signed be considered suspended indefinitely. I have also since met and spoken with Ambassador Lauren Bannis Roberts, and in light of her own admitted lapse of judgment in this particular matter, Ambassador Roberts has formally tendered her resignation from the post of Resident Ambassador, and I have accepted that resignation.
Mate explains why, in his view, Prime Minister Skerrit should step down in relation to an issue which has embarrassed Dominica in the international community.
We're going to pay a high price for this. We are already paying a high price for this. And the point is, the buck has to stop somewhere. The buck stops at the desk and doorway of the head of government in our island. He's the head of cabinet. He is the one managing his ministers. If he failed to manage his ministers, if he failed to be knowledgeable about what was going on in the various ministries, then he is at fault. And he should be the one to resign, not the ambassador. The prime minister should be the one to resign. And if he doesn't resign, then it is up to the people of the country in whose name he works to demand his resignation. We need to ask questions of the Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Daru, as well. Where are you, sir? Are you on the job or are you on holidays? As far as the ambassador situation, she too definitely has to pay a price. The question is, are we going to ensure that they pay a price?
The full Arthi Mate statement can be heard in an infobite on USA Radio from today, Monday. As far as OSA News is aware, Ambassador Bannis Roberts has not spoken publicly on the matter. However, some critics of the government are questioning the veracity of Prime Minister Skerrit's statement. One of them is Loftus Dura of the Concerned Citizens Movement, who also does radio talk show programs. Dura said on Friday that he has great difficulty accepting what the head of government had to say about the matter.
And I had the opportunity to speak to at least two former ambassadors from their country, from their respective countries outside of Dominica. And I basically apprised them with what was the unfolding situation in Dominica at the time. And when they were fully acquainted with the matter, they told me in very, very categoric manner, Loftus Dura, this cannot happen nowhere in the diplomatic world. Nowhere can that happen. And if that would happen, then basically you have an ambassador who is a rogue ambassador. And this is what I got from two sources outside of Dominica who served their countries in that very position of ambassador to the United Nations. Coming closer home, I also verified that information as to what these persons outside of Dominica told me as to what they heard on that tip from Roosevelt. Something is amiss. An ambassador representing a country should never or can never do something for and on behalf of his or her country without, one, the foreign ministry slash the foreign minister, knowing what is going on, and also the prime minister of the country. And so when Roosevelt Skerrit came today to tell the nation that Loring Bannis Roberts signed diplomatic papers with the Syrian government, and he or the foreign ministry had not known anything about it, they did not give their approval on that matter. Dominicans, you can take that, and put that as cat litter in the litter bin.
In St. Vincent, public sector workers refused to comply with the government's vaccination mandate and were released from the service, are said to be living under difficult financial times. Challenges in buying food, making mortgage payments, and supporting their children are some of the complaints the SVG Teachers Union, the Police Welfare Association, and the Public Service Union have been receiving from their members. Industrial Relations and Research Officer for the SVG Teachers Union, Andrew John, said the dismissed public sector workers are struggling to make ends meet.
They would have lost that income. Well, the income is important to you, no matter how small it is. So all those persons who were dismissed would have lost their income. It means that whatever commitments they had in relation to their mortgages, in relation to their children, we have come across persons who have children even at university, some at secondary school, and it has very significant implications for these students who are at secondary school, who are at university. Some of those persons are fully supported or were fully supported by their parents who were dismissed. It all also comes down to a matter of food. Just being able to eat. We are in a situation now where we're seeing cost of living rising. We don't have a number, but if we look at it, cost of living might be the highest that we have ever seen for a very, very long time. And we have dismissed people among, in the midst of a situation where people are finding it very, very difficult to cope with the high cost of living. So even as simple as buying food, it has become a major issue for our teachers who are dismissed.
The government of St. Lucia has announced the suspension of the processing of CPI applications from Russia and Belarus. Here's HTS Newsforce with that government decision.
The SLP administration has chided opposition leader Alan Chasney for what it says are irresponsible and malicious comments regarding the island's citizenship by investment program and Russian applicants. The ex-prime minister demanded that the government join a CIP boycott of Russian nationals over Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, warning of serious consequences if it failed to do so, given considerations in the EU Parliament to upend visa-free access. The Prime Minister's Press Secretary, Mondi Lewis, says while the government supports sanctions, the due diligence process will be followed to ensure discernment in the screening of applicants.
The government of St. Lucia has clearly stated that St. Lucia, as a principle, does not support the discrimination of any person based on their nationality. The government of St. Lucia supports the call to restrict the access to any Russian national to use the CIP to avoid sanctions and mask their affiliation to the Russian regime. However, some individuals have applied who have lived outside Russia for many years and themselves have been persecuted or needed to flee the actions of the regime. It was felt that these people should not be abandoned and disregarded once they pass due diligence. The CIP unit in St. Lucia now has a very rigid and robust due diligence process that is done in consultation with our international partners and friendly governments.
The government spokeswoman, however, announced changes which include the suspension of applications from Russia and Belarus, which are involved in the ongoing conflict.
Review all Russians who have been given citizenship during the Alan Chasney administration and to date, ensure that no one who is sanctioned was granted citizenship and a passport. 2. Revoke the citizenship of anyone who was granted citizenship and is now sanctioned. Citizens who are not on the sanctions list will continue to enjoy citizenship. 3. Suspend the processing of applications from nationals of the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus. The government of St. Lucia will continue to make representation for persons who are special cases suffering from persecution and discrimination from the Russian regime and are in need of support in these difficult circumstances.
In Jamaica, Senator Peter Bunting responds to Minister of Legal and Constitutional Affairs Marlene Malalou during the Joint Select Committee on Firearms Prohibition, Restriction and Regulation Act 2022. Here's CVM News.
I cannot help but wonder whether the call is going to be interpreted as a lowering of the standard and a lowering of the bar to just free up the thing so any man who wants the firearm can just get it, forgetting the problem that the firearm poses. Because once you get the firearm lawfully, you're treated in a little different way. So before you get it, I'm just kind of wondering if something I'm missing about the deeper vetting that would be required. Because we have examples now, currently in the news, of major concern being expressed about people who have been entrusted with firearms license and their fitness to hold the license by virtue of their antecedents is called into question and of serious concern in all quarters of the society.
And what we want to do is to remove the subjectivity, because that's
take
where the corruption comes in.
Take away anything from ministers who will overrule things.
Allow me to speak. I allowed you to speak. It's the subjectivity in the law that allows the corruption to come in. So my point is, whatever the standards we are setting, let us make those be objective standards and not leaving it to the widest of discretion at every level of administration. That is the point. Not that we must lower the standard, but we must establish an objective standard that the public can have confidence in, that they do not have to bribe an official in order to get a fair treatment by the authority, but that there is an objective standard against which, if they need to apply to the judicial system for a hearing, they know there is an objective standard and it's not left entirely or principally to the discretion of corruptible officers.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 21st of March. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.